or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
All right, we're back. Good morning, 9:20. Got a cloudy sky, 31 degrees. Wednesday talk round. Let's keep it going. Do we do every Wednesday? Head on over to OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy on the phone with me. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, three guesses. Who's got 5K coming up? First two don't count. That would be OSPTI. What's happening with the 5K, Rizzy?
So we are working with the Humane Society this year. So all proceeds will benefit the Humane Society of Richland and Wilkin Counties. So we are incorporating a pup run with it. So we have our 5K with our normal route, and then we still have our mile and a half, which was introduced last year, which was great turnout for that. And now we're including a pup run. So we're going to start at the dog park with the pup and their owners, and we're going to start from there, and we're going to run down the walking path all the way to St. Francis.
Boy, that's going to be fun.
So that'll be something new and something fun.
Right. And at that pet park or that dog park, that's right across the street from you guys over there, correct?
Correct, yeah. Okay. So we're going to incorporate that as well, yeah.
So, again, with the 5K, you don't necessarily have to run this, but if you're running or walking, you've got some tips to help us do that comfortably. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so starting off, especially for beginners or newbies, or especially if the winter has been long for some of us, getting out there and people want to start incorporating some of that cardio, one is to start with like a walk run. So a quick burst of a run period, maybe work into 15 to 60 seconds, and then followed by like a 2 to 4 minute walk afterwards, and kind of alternate that run, walk for a length of time. So maybe thinking 15 or 10 minutes to start with, and then work up to probably 15. Then eventually you want to decrease the walk or the walking portion and increase the run. Now, some other things that can help with increasing that run portion, say we're kind of stuck or plateaued and we haven't been able to progress our running, is including strength training. Strength training would help. After the age of 40, we tend to lose 1% of muscle mass each year as we get older. And so as we age, we're trying to maintain and try to build. It's harder compared to when we're under the age of 40. And so if we're trying to progress into more of a running phase, that strength training might give you that little bit of edge to further out that run and decrease that walk. Also, we want to make sure that we're doing like a warm-up and a cool-down.
Right.
Work some mobility as we age. Our body tries to stiffen up, and we can't get as mobile as what we used to be. So when we're trying to work into that running phase, making sure we're flexible, making sure each tissue is warmed up so that we don't tear anything as we run. And then also help with motivation is maybe try to find a partner to run with. Do a talk test where you can talk with them. And as you're running and you can hold a conversation easily, then try to push a little bit further with your run and decrease that walk time. And so hopefully we can find some participants coming out and hanging out with us on May 7th this year for our 5K.
Rizzy, is there a pre-registration with this? And if so, how do people get registered?
Yeah, so they can call OSPTI at 641-7725. Our pre-registration to guarantee a T-shirt is by April 14th.
Okay, fantastic. I love the pup run aspect of this. I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Rizzy, great to talk with you, as it is every Wednesday, okay? Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
You as well, and you can look for our information on Facebook.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rizzy. I'll tell you what, if you want to know more about this interview, if you missed a little bit, it'll be up in podcast form on our website, and that'll be early this afternoon here. Just go to kbmwnews.com for all the information you need.
Like a honeybee beating on my screen door. I got a little buzz.